Be caller 9 at 1-800-859-0957, 1-800-859-0WJR. Win a pair of tickets to see a performance of Annie playing the Fox Theater May 3rd through the 5th, 2024. For a bonus chance to win, text keyword Annie to 800-859-0957, 800-859-0957. Official rules at WJR.com. Holding on to hope when times are tough can take an awful lot of determination, and sometimes an awful lot of determination comes in a surprisingly small package. Little Orphan Annie has reminded generations of theatergoers that sunshine is always right around the corner. Now the best-loved musical of all time is set to return in a new production, just as you remember it, and just when we need it most. Tickets are available for purchase at 313presents.com and Ticketmaster. But caller 9 gets a pair of tickets right now at 1-800-859-0WJR. Always a pleasure to welcome Todd Flood, managing partner of Flood Law. There's the headline in today's Detroit News front page. Flint water legal bills top $60 million. Todd, you were there. You were amongst all of this. Talk to us.
I was, Paul W. I was. Well, you know, we were put on a strict budget. The legislative branch gave us a certain amount of money, and whether we expended all of that or not, we had to fall within that budget, and we did. And at times, there were hours where we weren't being compensated, but at the end of the day, the tragedy, the ugliness, the sadness of all of this is that for all the money spent, there's no criminal justice in this case. There's a settlement in the lawsuit, but that in turn, I think, is really kind of a small modicum of compensation for the people that were basically displaced for the rest of their lives in a lot of ways.
So that tally reflects the cost of civil litigation that resulted in a $600 million state settlement earlier this year, and legal expenses for two rounds of prosecutions that have spanned two attorneys general, and really ultimately just resulted in a few misdemeanor plea deals and no convictions. The $60 million in costs associated with the Michigan's litigation related to the Flint water crisis, largely spent on three different prongs, according to this story in the press today. Can you give us those three different prongs?
Yeah, so you got the criminal prosecution, the two attorney generals. You still don't have, Paul W., the year for which this last year what was spent. So it's going to be above $60,000. Then you have all the criminal defense attorneys that the state paid for, including that of Governor Snyder. Then you have the cost as it related to the sanctions that were placed on the current administration for tapping into privileged communications and things that they weren't supposed to. But, you know, that doesn't even account, Paul W., for the $225 million, the forfeiture case that we were going after on the civil side with Bill Schuette's camp, where we were trying to make the city Flint whole as it related to the cost of switching to the KWA. So that number, $60 million, I'm just going to tell you, is not accurate. It's much more than that. So it's a tragedy, right, as far as the money goes. And I can tell you this, there's no design by anybody to, you know, tank this or do anything bad with this. This was a matter of we should have been kept on. We had our misdemeanor pleas. When you say that, look at Georgia right now. You got the biggest case in the country, and defendants took a plea, and they're ultimately not going to have a record, right? That's how you build a case. You build a case from the bottom up. We were taking pleas. We were getting cooperation. We were getting testimony. We did things, everything transparent. We did it in front of the preliminary exam, in front of a judge, and it's all on film. It's all on record. So any investigative reporter that wants to go out and get the transcripts can see what was done in the city of Flint. And that was just a portion.
So you're saying, you're basically saying when the new attorney general came in, Dana Nessel, she decided she wanted to wipe the slate clean and take over the investigation and do it her way, set this whole thing back irreparably?
Ultimately, I don't think that was by design. That's what I was trying to say. But yes, yes, that's what happened because the Supreme Court kicked their case out with regards to the one-man grand jury.
The one-man grand jury, they said, was not used legally.
Correct. Correct. A one-man grand jury can be used for an investigation, cannot be used to take over the government branch of the prosecution. There's a separation of powers. That's, you know, everybody knows that. Statute, as interpreted by the Supreme Court, was in essence saying, hey, listen, you used it incorrectly. You tried to use the one-man grand jury to take over the government position of charging. That's not their role. Now, you can use a citizen's grand jury, which we do all the time, and the citizen's grand jury can and judge. That's violates the separation of powers.
So it's well over the $60 million that's being reported in the news today.
Right. And it was a great article. Well done.
And the, well, I'll give credit to who did it. Beth LeBlanc of the Detroit News, the one I have, Flint water legal bills top $60 million, but state's tab will grow as more costs are tallied. We have the $600 million in state settlement. And what was the figure that one could come up with for how much has been spent changing out those lead pipes?
That's the $64 million question.
I fear it's more than a $64 million question.
yes, you're right, Paul W. You don't miss it, but that remediation is not done yet. And the fact of the matter is, the city of Flint should not be put with a burden of paying the fact that they shouldn't be paying that $225 million nut. That should not happen.
And I remind our WJR listeners, and Todd, you know this, even though people said, and there's all of these ridiculous celebrities saying this was because it was a poor community and whatever else they were saying, we've learned that we had lead pipes all across the state in every community, rich and poor. So, I mean, I don't know what happened since then or what happens after that, but we did learn that that was the case.
Well, yeah, that's true, Paul W. I'd love to talk. It takes a longer conversation, but the way they did it, it was inept. There was no question this was a failure on multiple levels, and it just took remedial measures to make sure there was safe drinking water. They had safe drinking water for a long, long time, just like every other municipality, but they stripped the pipes of a protective coating by not using orthophosphate. Big word, all that means is protective coating for the pipes. They stripped it clean when they added too much chemical into the pipe, not thinking about what toxins, Legionella. Hey, you know, there's 146 people that died up there of Legionella. Mm. So, you know, come on. At the end of the day, there's no mincing words. This is a tragedy on multiple fronts. And all we can show is mercy. There's not going to be any justice, but hopefully we can get some mercy to Flood.
Todd Flood, managing partner, Flood Law. Thank you, my friend. Have a great weekend.
You too, bud. Be well. Thank you. Go blue.
Go blue, although we have a bye. Go green and go Lions. We continue on WJR.